My name is Hugo Nordstedt. I'm a senior lecturer in computer science at North Trøndelag University College. I will here present some highlights from this paper of adapting digital skills in an international project in teacher education. The research questions for this project and paper are: 1. How can an international student collaborative digital project give relevant digital competence to students in teacher education? 2. What is relevant digital competence for teacher students? We focus in this project on 3 tools. The first one was to create and posting an article at the blog. 2. Teaching and publishing an educational video at Web 2.0. And 3. Using digital communication technology for collaborative work. This is a short presentation of the Caltech project. It is founded by NordPlus. It involves teachers at education institutions. North Trøndelag University College from Norway, Absolute College of Tallinn University in Estonia, and University College Syddanmark in Denmark. The Absolute was the leading project management. The duration of the project was from June 2010 to September 2011, and we got 12 teachers involved and 1 class from each institution. The purpose of the Caltech project was to develop a concept for use of ICT in e-twinning at school, and there was a pilot making this course. So the research and empire for this paper. The students work with an individual blog, and they do group-based production and peer review of pedagogical videos. We got 20 students involved from Norway, 7 from Estonia, and only 7 from Denmark. The student survey of learning outcome after the completion of the course was completed by 22 respondents, and 16 of them was from Norway. We also have evaluation from the involved teachers. The learning effect was for these 3 tools. First, the blog. There was very few students who had relevant competence in creating and using blog tools before this task, and they all was a good tool, learning object. For the pedagogical video, we found that 18% was familiar with video production before this task, and 25% of the students evaluated this task for high learning effects. So that was very good. For the third tool, communication tool, we found that most of the students had relevant competence in digital communication before this task. So this tool was not so important for this course. In this last and sum up feature, I present the results among the teacher students after the course. The blue bars are how the participants evaluate their ICT competence before this course, and the red bars are how the participants evaluate their ICT competence after the course. The evaluation show a good improvement, and they are now better motivated for making their own e-twinning projects when they became teachers in schools. Thank you for listening.